I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Clint Eastwood's Changeling is set in Los Angeles in the late 1920s, but connections are missing or scrambled between the filmmaking and the period, between the co-stars Angelina Jolie and John Malkovich, and between the characters they play. The film is based on a true story. In 1928, a telephone operator and single mother named Christine Collins came home from work to find that her 9-year-old son Walter had been kidnapped. The LAPD was under pressure to solve the case, and months later they claimed to have found Walter, but the child they produced was not Christine's son. When she refused to agree that he was, she was committed to a psychiatric hospital where she languished for days until the boy admitted to the police that he was an imposter. It was a bizarre case with many ramifications: systemic police corruption, the discovery of a mass murder, and a mother's steadfast belief that her child might still be alive. As often happens in films based on true stories, the facts have been rearranged and conflated with half-truths and dramatic inventions. That would be fine if the results had an integrity of their own, but the film rings false at almost every significant turn. The heroine's hospital stay has been inflated into a latter-day version of the snake pit, and the flaws are magnified by Clint Eastwood's ponderous direction. Angelina Jolie certainly makes Christine a strong presence, though often a harsh one. She's so assertive that even her demure seems pushy. John Malkovich is a radio evangelist who takes up Christine's cause. Malkovich plays the cards dealt him by the script, but it's not a winning hand, even though the character does have a basis in fact. This preacher is a device, just as Christine is a bloodless construction. They intersect at crucial moments, but they don't really interact. Changeling sees the past as a remote country inhabited by outsized characters playing big scenes. It's a shock to see Kristen Scott Thomas in the first shot of I've Loved You So Long. She's bleakness personified, and it's not the sort of pretend bleakness that makeup and lighting can bestow on a beautiful face. She looks hollow, haunted, incompletely there, at an empty table in an empty airport lounge where there isn't much there to begin with. The woman she plays, Juliette, has been away spiritually as well as physically for many years, and the drama is mainly about her struggle to reclaim a vital place in the here and now. But Philippe Claudel's French-language debut feature is also about the thrill of watching a superb actress give a great performance. Until now, the writer-director has been known primarily as a novelist. A literary sensibility can get in the way of filmmaking, but this film is all the more fascinating for it, even if the script sometimes strays into contrivance. The only plot point I'll give away is one that figures prominently in the trailer. Juliette has been serving a term in prison. Her first refuge in the outside world is the home of her younger sister, Leia, a college professor played with singular delicacy by Elsa Zilberstein. They haven't seen one another for 14 years, so Juliette's spiritual solitude is intensified by her estrangement from her sister. In the hands of another filmmaker, Juliette's story might have been a familiar one of an ex-offender coming back into the world, but Philippe Claudel gives his heroine unusual depth, and Kristen Scott Thomas plays her with startling passion. I'm Joe Morgenstern, The Wall Street Journal's film critic, back on KCRW next week with more reviews.